This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Feminism in your ears. It's another broad podcast on Joy 94.9. Keep listening. Hashtag feminism, hashtag podcast, hashtag broad on Joy 94.9.
You should never let anyone, not a lover, not a husband, not a parent, not a sibling, you should never let anyone steal from you the sense of your own value and your own dignity. And I should also say that the most valuable thing we have, one of them, is a community that loves us and that nourishes us and that has our back.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Molly Crabapple, and you are listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
Where did you fly in from, then?
It was London. But Mashka came from
Italy.
The States.
Right.
Cactus came from Belarus.
So, I'll get started while I'm untangling myself, sorry. Yeah. This is Sonia for Broad and Joy 94.9. And we're at the Art Centre. It's for the Burning Doors. Mm-hmm. Burning Door, which is an amazing... starts on the 29th, which is tomorrow, goes to the 3rd December. So at least we've got the dates right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we start tomorrow, we finish on the 3rd.
Oh, cool, very short, yeah. So I've got Natalia, I don't have your last name.
Calado.
And Maria, of course.
Alokhina.
I
think Zambi. Masha is okay. Just like...
Alokhina, cool.
Alokhina.
Right. So for those who don't know if you've been living under a rock, but... Pussy Riot's incredible, the history there, the feminism, the action, activism. So tell us a bit about, the last few years?
Oh, it's working already.
It is working already, sorry. It's working, thank God.
Okay.
All right. So Maria, Pussy Riot, how did it all begin? For those who don't know, I'm just obviously very briefly...
Well, it's a political punk collective, and it started when Putin decided to came for the president chair for the third time.
Yeah.
We started to protest in Moscow, and after some months, we made an action in Cathedral of Christ the Savior, and that was 1 week before the elections. And they arrested us, and we spent 2 years in Russian penal colonies. And after we've been released, that was the time of Olympic Games. Wow.
I remember the images, the video and the news reels of beaten, or, the police and the crackdown. And
Yeah, but we made a song there called "Putin Will Teach You How to Love the Motherland," and I think since that time, that was kind of the moment when Putin and his team start to think that they are not just, you know, presidents or government, but kind of half gods, you know, from the Olympic hills. And just after 1 month, annexation of Crimea happened, and the war with Ukraine, which is still going, also happened. And at that moment, we created an independent media called Media Zona, which was the collective of journalists who were fired from different medias because of the censorship, which really became very strong since that moment. Yeah, and well, I think it's for me personally, it's interesting to somehow experiment with my life and with art and with genres. And in the end of 2015, I wrote to Natalia and Nikolai from Belarus Free Theater that I really want to collaborate with them, because political theater was like the field which I totally did not know. And at that moment, they made a festival in London called Staging a Revolution, and I'm kind of passionate about that word somehow. Well, I wrote to them, and that's how it started. And after that, they invited me to the jungle, which was the biggest refugees camp in France and in Europe, and we came there together, and that's how I think everything started.
Like access to those places, have you found access has been easier for you now to look at, you know, like refugee camps, asylum seeking?
You mean how to access?
Since
I mean, that particular place is destroyed completely, so it doesn't exist. It's just last month
they bulldozed.
At that particular moment when we went there, we already worked there for a few months together with our friends, because I am a trustee of organization that is called Good Chance Kali. It is a kind of dome, and in reality it was a very simple idea. Two young British playwrights, Joe Robertson and Joe Murphy, they went to Calais. They found many desperate people, and the only thing that they thought they could do is to give a place where people could share arts. So obviously they didn't produce theater there, but they brought many different specialists all over the world, mostly British, to work with refugees there. So it was a very humanistic idea, and it's a very simple idea how to give back understanding of humanity. And since last September, we worked with them, and then in December we invited Masha to go there with us. And in those particular conditions, and I will say the reason why we invited Masha specifically there, because we usually, as Belarus Free Theater, work in very complicated environments, and we go even to those locations where journalists don't go. And in those specific conditions, you discover people in their either better or worse expressions. And while being in December in jungle, spending, I believe, 3-4 days together, it became clear that we are ready to work. Obviously, it's any artistic process is not an easy process. Even when you work with people who you know for many years, it is a challenge, and especially with Belarusian theater, we are built up on challenges. We are not interested in creating things that we know how to create, we are not interested in topics that everyone is talking about. We are interested only to immerse very deeply into personal life of people, and when you immerse into personal taboo subject, these are the most painful areas, and to take that out, it's not an easy process. Like if we talk with Masha, we spent 5 weeks on Skype getting all those stories. But after getting all those stories, you need to perform every single day on stage. And it's not an easy thing to do. But what was amazing, it was that particular collaboration between our actors with who we work for almost 12 years, who gave that an intensive, I would say, training and kind of dedicate their time to Masha, and Masha dedicated her pain and emotions to the stage. Was not easy, but I'm sure what you will see tomorrow and this week in Melbourne on stage, it's definitely your audience didn't see it before. But we are not modest people from Eastern Europe, you know.
So every time you're up there, Masha, right, is it a revelation of just what comes out of you to express to the audience? Is it different every time, or new, like you say, new pain or fears that you are showing to the audience?
Well, I think every person who decide to go through the kind of difficult or painful things, if the person decide to go through them, in the end of the story, he or she or I don't know, became stronger, because, as Natalia said, it's a challenge. And, well, for me personally, it was, of course, important to go through these moments, which are through which I didn't kind of go through before. And also, well, it's my first time in theater, first time on the stage, on the theater stage, so that was also, and it is also very, very interesting.
Yeah, it would be different rehearsals, whereas I guess for when you were doing Pussy Riot, it seems like more spontaneous.
No, it's not spontaneous. Action is not spontaneous. Okay. I think the main difference, well, for preparation for one action, which is, you know, 1 minute at least, you have to prepare it about a month, maybe more than a month, because you will have only one chance to do it, because it's, as you understand, totally illegal. And, well, you should do everything very fast, and it's also a collective. We should, you know, feel itself as a organism, and as I said before, you will have just one
shot of it.
Yeah. One shot.
Yeah.
Well, but in theater, it's the same. You have to prepare a lot, but you have to repeat it every evening. And well, we performed about 3 months in Great Britain in 6 cities, and in London that was every day, and on Saturdays that was two shows, and you have to repeat and repeat and repeat it. And it's also, I think it's interesting, it's interesting how it works, but it's different from the action. And second difference is the contact with an audience, because if you're doing a media actionism, you're working mostly with media. And well, I think it's in theater you just every day see different eyes of people, and well,
yeah, different spaces, I guess. And you're not too worried, I guess, people coming in and disrupting it. Like, these are safe spaces for you to perform as well.
Well, when we were doing this play, I think that was totally not about safety, psychologically and physically also, because, Nikolai, who is a director of the show, he said that we should, that he think that it should go to, you know, be similar with Theater of Torture, ARTO. And the, I think if he was...
Cruelty.
Well, and I think you will see that it's not like about, you know, safety, because as I said before, there are not only psychological difficulties but physical difficulties also.
Yes.
And Masha also went to Belarus underground, because our actors, they work underground on a daily basis, and we will get on Skype with Nikolai to work with them. So if we talk about safety, when you do your work underground in Belarus, there is no safety there. And in order to get people out of Belarus, you need to go through a very specific logistical organization, because they don't fly as a company on one particular flight from Minsk. They need to be taken out from that country in order to get to either place, either London or Australia. So it's always a challenge.
Yeah, it would be. Extra effort that a lot of companies would never have to think about. We have to think about it all the time.
That's good.
So, look, the first performance is tomorrow night. That's pretty, you know, exciting. And what can you tell us a little bit about what Burning Door is and what people might expect there?
We won't, because we want people to come and watch it.
Okay, good.
We will, yeah. I think if you're interested in contemporary theater, and definitely this is the show to come and see. And it's about that particular theater language that we personally developed for 12 years together with Nikolai and Vladimir, and our actors who are collaborators and co-creators of every single show that we do. And it's about those artists in that part of the world in Eastern Europe through whose stories we connected geopolitics of today's world, because Russia is not dangerous only for its own people, or Ukraine, or Belarus. If you watch what is happening with Syria or with Turkey, then you will understand that that part of the world got backwards, not got developed into peaceful solution, unfortunately, and with all historical events like Brexit, elections in the United States, with Russia, new imperialistic vision. This is that particular talk that we have to have now, and I believe it's about how together with our audience we could be not bystanders but active participants. But whatever you will see on stage, it's about great theater, and it's our priority to create that particular theater that give us an opportunity after a curtain call to have a conversation with our audience. And we love audience in Melbourne, we love audience in Australia. It's for us personally, it's number one country. But I believe even in our number one country, there are many topics to discuss. Last year we went to Northern Territory, mm-hmm. and we went to refugee centers here, and there are topics that we have to discuss together. Mm-hmm. But of course, first come and see our show where we talk about ourselves, because this is that particular entrance point, mm-hmm. from where we start. And if you're able to support the company, join Blacklist. It's on, because we are banned company, we are blacklisted in Belarus, and with very small support you could join that blacklist at mm-hmm. belarusfreetheater.com/blacklist. But there are more things to discuss, because we campaign, every single show has its own campaign, and now it is I am with the band Dot Oleksensov, and he is one of those characters in our show. He got 20 years in jail in Russia. He's a Ukrainian filmmaker, so if you want to support him, check hashtag let my people go. This is Ukrainian major organization that deals with 28 Kremlin hostages, or if it's easier, go to belarusfreetheater.com/IamWithTheBand to support Oleksensov. So we wait for you to come. And we want to share our stories with you, and hopefully we have a conversation together what we could do proactively, but not reactively.
And you put a real focus on, I guess, how tentative, how sensitive it is right now. And you, when you know you've got people that you've worked with for a long time, and friends and family, who are in dangerous, challenging yeah. situations, and that's sobering for an audience here too. I think it's good that you've brought it here. Thank you so much. Wonderful.
Yeah. Broad on Joy.
It's yes. Broadcasting, yeah.
Broadcasting, yeah, yeah. Like broad, like broads, like woman, broads.
Broad on Joy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it.
949.
Your name first too. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Masha Alekhina from Pussy Riot, brought on Joy 949.
That's great.
My God.
Sorry.
Natalia Kalada brought on Joy 949.
Thank you very much. That's great. Cool.
The 1986 women's mural from Bombonera to Barbed Wire on Smith Street was defaced early this year. Responding to the community outcry following its destruction, the Women's Mural Documentation Project is capturing your reactions to this defacement and to the 30-year history of the significant feminist mural. Danielle and Sally from the Women's Art Register want to hear from you. Get in touch, thewomensmuralproject@gmail.com. A community message supported by Broad and Joy 94.9. Broad.
On Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.